Hey, this is Dawn Shireen from Zen of the Stigmata. It's not as necessary for me to do this show now, seeing that I'm no longer in this discipleship and I am no longer having to have a safe place to hide out and talk, but I actually think I'm going to keep this open and do shows periodically just like this so that the important shows that I did previously stay on the internet, so that the show stays live on Spotify and it doesn't fall into a dead category, because I haven't done a show in a minute. And I'm actually kind of surprised it wasn't in a dead category, because it's been a minute since I've touched this podcast. So let's just, if I'm going to do a show, I'm going to do a show. So anyway, yeah, I'm finally out of Hope Cottage, Flagstaff, Arizona. My opinion, a cult. Not even going to mince words on that. It was traumatic. It ended traumatic. And, I'm not having any problem outing them as a cult and as, fraud and misuse of a 501c3. And theft and possible murder. You know, I don't know. I'm not saying anybody legitimately killed anybody, but I am saying that the way that they treat people and throw people in and out of there definitely does not help anybody with a mental health problem at the time. You know, rectify it. So you're coming in there with a mental health problem. Staff has a problem with you. They throw you out. And the closest thing in Flagstaff to take care of that problem for you at that time is the train. And, you know, I'm not saying that it did or did not happen at Hope Cottage. It did not happen during what time I was there. However, I'm not saying that there was not a train incident with a resident. That never did happen there. So once I realized what it was to be Pentecostal, and the fact that most of the people at Hope Cottage were Pentecostal, or a large majority of them were previous Pentecostal with extreme Pentecostal tendencies, which made them bullies and vindictive and just downright mean, right? They didn't make me love the Lord any more than I did before I came there. In fact, they made me question a lot of shit because they were so hypocritical. And what they were teaching and saying and then living on the outside, watching disciple leaders steal gifts coming up for Christmas while speaking on, you know, the Ten Commandments. It's like, yeah, I don't believe a fucking word you're saying to me right now. You are awful. And like I said, my escape out of there, I graduated. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I fulfilled my contract, as hard as it was. But I knew there was a bigger reason for me to fulfill the contract, so I did. And since then, it's been straight up nothing but blessings. So I don't know. But now that I'm not in Hope Cottage anymore, and I'm not so repressed and manipulated, I actually have been able to rediscover some of my own, interests, nature, spirit, and love, real love, not manipulated love, not love with a condition, but, you know, just straight up, oneness love. I've been able to reconnect a lot more with things that happened to me and deal with them a lot more effectively than I was under the dominion of Hope Cottage and SRM here in Flagstaff, Arizona. And Cole, I'll stick with it until the day that I die, which won't be for quite a while now, because, you know, I wasted a lot of time. I didn't waste a lot of time at Hope Cottage. Well, Hope Cottage was a 19-month lag of anything, okay? And part of it was the fact, because I didn't realize how manipulated I was when I first came into it. And I didn't realize how they use cult tactics. Okay. They use the overtiredness. They use the guilt. They use the shame. They use the fake, oh my God, that you should be so grateful to them for saving your ass, when in all actuality, they don't give a fuck about you. You're just a number in and out the door. And as much as they say they're 501c3 and they live off of donations, yeah, there's some monkey business going on in there, and I really won't touch on that anymore. I have some stuff that says some stuff that proves that they're not doing some stuff that they're supposed to be doing to, hold the charter for the 501c3. They're not really fulfilling all the conditions on the charter, but, you know, who am I to say? They're not really my fight anymore. They're not my true fight anymore. Now I just want to save the poor girls that come in and out of there that nobody's allowed to report missing if they go missing because, you know, we're not supposed to know they're at a homeless shelter. About how it was that we couldn't call 911 until my old roommate overdosed and that whole thing blew up in everybody's faces. Because she could have gotten help a whole lot sooner had I not had to follow the protocol. And that at that time when I went in there, that time when that incident happened, which would have been about, what, March of 2022? Yeah, we weren't allowed to call 911 as residents or disciples. I talk about the family they threw out. I talk about the gifts. You know, how about the old disciple leader that I had who took me to a CR event and then celebrate recovery and then proceeded to take me to a family party afterwards where there was drinking and weed smoking evident. Knowing, right? Of course, because my disciple leader, she knows everything. You know, she's the head cultesque at that point, right? So yeah, that really happened. Maybe I will use this venue more to vent about Hope Cottage because, you know, Dancing with Bipolar is really supposed to just be about what I like. I don't know what it's supposed to be about, but my intent is for it to be more mental health and not as much about religion and religion versus mental health. So anyway, great. I just wanted to keep the show alive and it looks like I've done so. Yay. Anyway, thanks for listening. You know, seriously, I just reactivated the website. So I mean, not the website. I do have a website for this. It's just, I have a domain for this, but anyway, blah, blah, blah. If you want to come on the show and talk about religion, or, spirituality or any of that kind of encompassing thing, that's not Dancing with the Stigmata, although that'd be really good. I like that. Zen of the Stigmata at yahoo.com is the place to hit me up at. But I like Dancing with the Stigmata, actually. Anyway, this is a ramble, but this is just to keep the old shows alive. And hey, and if you listen to this and you want to come on and talk about religion and spirituality and how religion screwed you and all that good stuff, hit me up. I'm down for it. All right. Peace out. Later.